President Bush spent the day today promoting volunteerism in Florida and Georgia, but at each of his three stops, he renewed a warning to governments that support terrorist activity or work to acquire weapons of mass destruction. During his State of the Union address Tuesday night, the president identified Iran, Iraq, and North Korea, and he called terrorist nations an axis of evil. Today, he warned that nations sponsoring terror are being closely watched and had better get their house in order. NPR's Don Gagne was traveling with the president and reports now from Atlanta.
The president's declaration Tuesday night that Iran, Iraq, and North Korea were potential targets prompted worldwide reaction. The statement was condemned by those countries the president identified. There was widespread criticism in the Arab world, and in Europe and Asia, newspaper editorials expressed concern. Some said that the White House was preparing an escalation of the war to nations that have not been tied to the September terrorist attacks. Yesterday, the White House denied any new attacks are imminent, but today the president has been defending his words. Here he is in Daytona Beach, Florida, this morning.
Oh, I know some of the people around the world are saying, well, you know, he can't possibly mean that now that they've looked like they're successful in Afghanistan. Gosh, don't you think it's about time they just kind of go on home? No. It's now time to stand for freedom.
Today, he did not use the phrase axis of evil, nor did he mention Iran, Iraq, or North Korea by name, but his message was the same, that the U.S. will not sit quietly by while nations with a history of ties to terrorist activity work to get their hands on powerful weapons. From Daytona, the president flew to Atlanta, where he told a rally that such nations are, quote, on our watch list.
People say, what does that mean? It means they better get their house in order, is what it means. It means they better respect the rule of law. It means they better not try to terrorize America and our friends and allies, or the justice of this nation will be served on them as well.
Now, the White House won't say how that justice will be administered and whether the president's words comprise an actual threat of military action. The message, he says, is that these nations have a choice to join the rest of the world in denouncing terror.
And so my hope is that those nations we put on notice and other nations around the world will make the right choice. But they should not make any mistake about it. We will defend our national security. The security of the United States of America is my most important job, and I take it seriously, and I will follow through.
After 2 days of a southern road trip, the president heads back to Washington, weighing his options and his next move tomorrow. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Atlanta.